This summer, StoryCorps set up a booth in Cheyenne to record Wyomingites interviewing one another and sharing their stories. Today, we hear from two members of one of Wyoming's most famous families. Millward Simpson, the grandson of former governor and U.S. Senator Millward Simpson, interviews his father, Pete Simpson, a noted historian, educator, Republican nominee for governor, and former legislator. They begin their conversation talking about Pete's parents.
What's a vivid impression of your mom and dad? If you had to describe a still photograph that would really capture what your memory of your mom and dad were when you were a child, describe what that picture would look like.
My dad with a laugh, ready laugh, wonderful, gigantic personality. And mom looking gorgeous, gardening in the dirt, in Victory Gardens, you know, during World War II. Dad is, you know, full of, you know, the young volcano.
Describe him as a volcano, right? My granddad and Nana loved to sing. Could you hum just a favorite song?
I'm actually going to do a kind of a favorite song thing for you because it comes instantly to memory. But, you know, we would sit in a car where you didn't have a heater, where they'd have hot bricks in the back and a wooden box that kept you warm and no radio. They would sing songs for 3, 4, 5 hours, never repeat a song, knew all the words, all of these, you know, making whoopee, all the Broadway tunes and what have you. They had gone to a musical show in Billings, Montana, where they came back singing one of the songs out of this play and went into Nate Natale's hotel, which had a series of mezzanines, and they went up to the top floor and were in a room. And unbeknownst, was open, more open than they thought. And they were doing this little colloquy from the play, which was, "The night was made for love." And then the other one say, "No, no, no. The night was made for love. No, 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 no. The night was made for love." They did that. They did that about 4 times, and all of a sudden comes this big Italian voice says, "For Christ's sake, make up your mind."
I can see Granddad getting a big kick out of that. Dad, you come from a generation and have lived a life that has allowed you to be party to some of the most intense and consequential and transforming events in our country's history. I'm going to ask you to describe briefly what it felt like to live in Cody, Wyoming, during the Heart Mountain internment camp period.
I was 13 years old, and when Powell, the place between Powell and Cody, 12 miles from each town, was chosen for one of those internment camps, there was more than a ripple of fear, particularly when it was learned that there would be over 10,000 people there. Camp was a whole series of barracks on the most desolate piece of land you ever saw, Sagebrush Flats, shadowed by Heart Mountain, which became a symbol of this tragedy, which it was. It had wire, barbed wire fences, unclimbable, 12-foot fences, I think that was the height, and guard towers with soldiers with their guns pointed in to where American citizens were. My first, I'll call this a gift of anomalous thinking, to really confront anomaly in life, was sitting in that Ford V8 coming out of there with Dad and looking out the back of the window at a guy in the Fifth Army with a 442 patch, which, of course, was the most decorated battalion in the war, kissing goodbye to his girl underneath a guard tower with soldiers pointing their guns at, obviously, the place where his family were living. That was a new kind of political thinking. Independent thoughts. What is this? This is somehow
that is not right. Incredible.
That That was Pete Simpson with some memories of the past. He was interviewed by his son, Millward. The piece was produced by Bob Beck with interviews recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives.